InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Suspense, isn't it? It's Sunday, October 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're on the 272nd day of the return of the Trump administration. What an incredible time to be alive. I want to open the phones up tonight for folks to call in and give their prognosis 11 months into the return of the Trump administration to give us your take on where you see the direction of the country going and whether or not you think Trump's getting a B-plus, an A-plus, and what do you think he can do better? Just quite frankly, Trump's doing better than I thought he could do. Still, it's very frustrating knowing what he's working with to see the bad guys we know are in the DOJ slowing down the prosecution of the deep state, because this isn't about vengeance. This is about survival of the country. I mean, the crimes that Obama and Hillary and the rest of them, Clapper, Brennan, committed are just insane. But hey, we got the first big three indictments, and a lot more are coming. But I do want to take your calls, a lot of calls tonight. It's not that tonight's a slow news night. I mean, just for horror value and entertainment value, comedic value, the No Kings protest that were all over the country. They were in small towns all over Texas. Not just in the big cities. I mean, I talked to friends and family and just listeners on the street, saw them everywhere. It was in the local news that just towns all around Austin had them. But if you estimate the numbers, it's about 7 million people out of 350 million that went out and protested. And the corporate media called it the biggest protest in U.S. history. That is absolutely preposterous. There have been protests for 50 million people. In the 60s, were estimated to hit the streets, and that's when we had 100 million less people. And they've also been running old MSNBC protests from 2017 when Soros really had all that USAID funding and saying, oh, look, this was in Boston. Nope, they confirmed 2017. So they're running a lot of fake stuff. But let's just give the Krabenstein brothers, put out another video they claim is Chicago. Kind of looks like the immigrant, illegal alien, migrant caravans under Obama and Biden, doesn't it? But it's not. That's not illegal aliens, most of them, no. No, we've got ground footage in Chicago and ground footage in Austin, and I saw it with my own eyeballs, and ground footage in L.A. and Seattle and New York. We've got the ground footage. And we know that 95%, we'll show you a bunch of these videos coming up, for radio listeners, I'll describe them. When I say 95% are white at these things, that's being lenient just to kind of throw in some black or brown people, because I really can't find them in almost all the videos. It's all, I mean, 95% white people. And I'd say that 95%, 80% are above 60. And this is a white supremacy problem. It is true now. The number one threat facing America is geriatric, leftist, communist, moron idiots who happen to be white, who've been running around trying to get a race war going so they can still feel like they control America. Talk about a group of morons.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
On this live Sunday, October 19th, 2025 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, and then Chase Geyser will continue with news, analysis, clips, guests, your calls, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, with Sunday Night Live ahead of kickoff every weekday morning with American Journal, right through my show, Harrison Smith's broadcast, and more right here at the legendary, vaunted InfoWars, powered by the people. Legendary because of you. Hated by the tyrants. All right, let me give you a little overview of what we've got here this evening. The globalist, Soros, Democrat, communist, pedo, Satan worshiper, New World Order, no kings, overthrow of Trump, ridiculous demonstrations, also known as the No Brains rally. They had the last big one on June 14th, and then a agency board head for Tim Walz in Minnesota's operation went and killed a state rep, state senator, shot their spouses, and then got caught and said he was doing it in a false flag for Tim Walz. Who knows what happened there, but very suspicious, but that was about it for violence. I mean, the left attacked a bunch of people, beat up people, shot a few people, set some fires, but still not the earth-shattering garbage they promised. Well, massive more media and massive more NGO funding went into this one, and months of promotion, and all the Hollywood idiots and Schumer and AOC and the rest of them crawled out from under their rocks to you know, call for a violent overthrow of Trump and forceful uprising. These are quotes from them. And Don Lemon says, you know, tells people, go get guns, and when ICE comes to your house, use them on them. And despite all of those, that's just a small sample of it, despite all those incredible calls for violence, yeah, I mean, I've got hundreds of videos. I mean, literally, I saw over 100, including a bunch of people I know, like Alex Stein being attacked and beat up in Dallas for daring to come peacefully cover it. And the police basically do nothing like they always do. And I got a bunch of other reporters getting beat up and families getting beat up and countless videos of Antifa and leftists saying, we want Trump dead. We're going to kill you. I mean, there's plenty of them frothing at the mouth like Cujo, but there wasn't a false flag. They keep saying a Trump supporter is coming to mow down their demonstrations. And they've certainly hyped it, and they're certainly capable of doing it and blaming us. But because there's so much pressure on them and people are so aware of false flags, it didn't happen. And I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but the more we expose it, the less a chance they've got to pull it off. So they're all over the corporate media, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC. Oh, biggest demonstration in history. And their own estimates are 7 million in over 2,500 locations. And I have no doubt it was in thousands of locations because I talked to people in Bastrop and Dripping Springs and Waco and, you know, towns out Arlington, Texas. I got calls from friends and family and, you know, got a guy at the gas station says, I live in Dripping Springs. 200 of them blocked the road. We're beating on our windows this morning. So, I mean, the local news said basically every town of any size in Texas even had it, not the cities. And they were all over downtown. I was down there doing a podcast Saturday morning on Sean Johnson's podcast. It's coming out in a few days at his studios. And I saw Palestinian demonstrators and saw Antifa even at 10 a.m. And then I came out of the podcast about 12:30 and saw even more. So there was a lot of them, but there's 350 million people in this country. So if 7 million demonstrated, that's 2%. But the headlines are, woo, the Republicans are scared. Ooh, MAGA. Man, Trump, you better watch out. While the majority of Americans are angry and they march. No, 2%. Even though a lot of them are paid to do it. And they got, quote, government employees, you know, mad about the shutdown out there as well. You had the different unions telling them to get out there. You had USAID caught, despite we cut off most of the funding with Doge. USAID got caught funding and running a bunch of it. That's coming up. And there were more attacks, you know, on ICE facilities and the rest of it. Of course, remember, the corporate media also tells you that there's no such thing as Antifa. That's why they march with their signs and their flags in every major city and most big towns in the country. So I saw them with my eyeballs, and I even got some footage of them. But it's like, I saw a tree, so I got footage of it. And I got it on my phone. You want to see it? I mean, it's like, I don't need to show you. You know, they're everywhere. You've seen them yourself. But the idea of it is, well, the CNN says... You saw the compilation earlier in the week where he had like dozens of corporate TV channels all saying the same thing. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. It's made up. It's a right-wing pipe dream. It's a fantasy of Trump. It'd be like if they said, it's a fantasy that trees exist. And they're like, oh, look, here's a tree. They're crawling all over us. They're all over the place. They're shooting up government facilities on a weekly basis, attacking Catholic churches and schools. And I mean, they're a scourge. I've personally been hit over the head by them. Most of the crew has around here. They've attacked our vehicles on tape. But CNN says, and MSNBC says, they don't exist. They also say X and Y chromosomes don't exist. Seriously. So just remember, oh yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, Antifa doesn't exist. And if you don't take the COVID shot, you should not be given health care. If you're having a heart attack, we should kill you. Oh, but I have no ratings, so affiliates are dumping me. I'm being censored. But yay, Alex Jones got taken off the internet. Yay, Tucker Carlson got fired at Fox. But oh, I'm being censored by the Republicans. No, you're not, you lying sack of totalitarian garbage. So, very good news, but that there wasn't any serious violence. I mean, there's a couple of cases of leftists jumping in front of federal vehicles. You've seen it before. You saw it in 2020. It's the sport to jump in front of a vehicle going 50 miles an hour. And then when you get hurt, oh, God, it's Tiananmen Square. I've been run over. Help me. Yeah, let's go ahead and play one of the compilations since I mentioned it. Some listeners may not have seen this, but I mean, you saw it. There actually gets a point, though. It'd be like if CNN said the color red does not exist. And I'm like, yes, it does. Here, let me show you on the light spectrum, and let me show you what red looks like. And they go, well, actually, for colorblind, some colorblind, it doesn't. See, it's just games like that, man. It's like at a certain point, am I wrong to even be responding to this? No, we still need to respond. But they have tiny audiences, so I shouldn't spend too much time on it. But the big takeaway was, and I could show you hours of this. So we just go on X, go on Instagram, anywhere. Just type in No Kings, their own videos. You've got to really hurt your eyeballs to find white people. I mean, I would go look at video after video, and I'd just sit there watching. It's like, there's no brown people. There's no black people. And that's what the guy at the gas station, who was Hispanic, and Lister said. He was actually the owner of the gas station. He insisted that stuff I bought in the gas station was free. Very nice fella. And he goes, and you notice there was no blacks or Latinos out there. He goes, and I moved to Dripping Springs, this is in South Austin, to get away from these people. He wasn't talking about blacks and brown people. He's talking about liberals. And so it's really true that old white people really are, when they say that white supremacy is the number one threat, it is a white supremacy of boomers. And look, some boomers are the best people you're going to find in the world. My parents are boomers, okay? Born right after World War II. Both my parents born 1950. They're some of the best people. But demographically, the left has about 30 to 40% of young people who are avowed communists, so they're even worse than boomers. If you look at the Gallup polls, the rest of it, and they're accurate. I see it on the ground. Then out of the other 60% or so, about 80% of that 60% are conservatives or libertarian waking up, and about 20% of that percentage that's left just don't care. They're very nihilistic. That's kind of a dead reckoning, but when you talk about as a mass in some of the big leftist cities, and they've got some of the blacks and Hispanics still brainwashed, and certainly you go to the hardcore communist events. And like L.A. and stuff, half the communists will be Hispanic. I mean, we've covered them. We've seen it. But that's little pockets. But when you go to the big rallies, you go to a big Black Lives Matter rally, you're like, where are the black people? The Black Lives rally where they were stopping everybody's cars and pointing guns at them, and the Army sergeant shot the guy in the chest that aimed an AK-47 at him to get out of the car? That was a big old fat white guy he shot, who, by the way, confronted my reporters before. And so, yeah, the caravans coming into the country by the millions under Biden and Obama look very similar to the big marches you saw in Chicago. But when you get down there and actually eyeball it, it's not the illegal aliens coming in that are out there even protesting. It's old white people and a mix of government employees and pedophile groups, Satan worshipers, Antifa, you name it. But it didn't matter because the illegal aliens are still being used as a permanent voting block with immediate apportionment in the census to more seats in the House of Representatives. And that's why they got to go. Plus, they drive down wages. They're a permanent underclass. They got to be vetted. I mean, obviously, we need some people to be brought out of the country. But it's been so overdone. So the pendulum went way too far the other way. So the idea that what Trump's doing is mean, his numbers aren't half the deportations of Obama. Because Obama hadn't dismantled the system yet. It was Biden did it. Obama was dismantling it by the end of his second term. And then Trump put it back in place, and then Biden completely dismantled it. And so people go, the super right wing, just likes to bitch, they go, Trump has not even gotten up to Obama's deportation level because they dismantled it. But if you look at the buildup of the detention centers and hiring of feds and what they're doing, it's straight up. But I've already explained that. And even Nick Fuentes has been using that point, because he likes to be contrarian against Trump, has to admit now, they're scaling up really fast, doing a good job. Because it's true. I mean, out of everything going on in the federal government, RFK Jr. and ICE are just, you can say, well, I don't like Noam Barbie on her four-wheeler. Let her. It's great. She's working her ass off. Look at the left's like, look at this Barbie doll with a machine gun. Great. We need more of that. Whatever. The point is she's out there exposing it all and doing a great job. And Tom Homan. So just give credit where it's due. But, again, the big takeaway here is that the podcasting studio was in the middle of downtown, and F1's here, and a bunch of other festivals, so it's really bad traffic, so I was sitting there like 30 minutes driving 3 miles an hour into downtown to go on that podcast. And I was saying, okay, they got Palestinian flags. Okay, they got Black Lives Matter flags. Okay, there's some Antifa. 20 here, 15 there, 40 here. I was like, where's the black person? Didn't see one. Now, at the Palestinian throngs, some looked like they were Muslim, but it was mainly white people. In fact, they had gay flags mixed in with the Palestinian stuff. I mean, they always do. It's like, what? They're going to throw you off a damn building, you dumbass. I mean, it's just, it'd be like Tweety Bird for Sylvester. It'd be like Tweety Bird standing there with a sign saying, I love Sylvester, standing in Sylvester's mouth. I mean, it's just, or more serious note, it'd be like a fly flying around a black widow's web saying, flies for black widows. I mean, it's, you know, it's, or think of another one, chickens for weasels, chickens for foxes, sheep for wolves. I mean, I don't know. Mice for rattlesnakes? That's what rattlesnakes eat. Well, that's why they have infrared. Pit viper. Seals for great white sharks? I just don't get it. Except the left hates America, so they'll coalition with anybody that hates the West, hates Christianity, and hates white people. That's the sacrament of the left. But just like, in fact, the crew can pull it up. All those big famous Black Lives Matter deals where you'll have the Black Israelites or whatever, that crazy group, saying, lick my boots, bitch. And there's just thousands of white people bowing down going, oh, we worship you. And FBI agents and cops doing it and people licking black people's boots. And again, that's all funded by Soros to create division, obviously. But again, it's 95% white. That is such a big takeaway that they're telling you that there's these evil white people coming to get you. The number one threat is right-wing terrorist white people. And then if you actually ever go anywhere in the country to some leftist demonstration, it's almost all white people. That is a big deal. And that's all the boomers got to defend their system. And the boomer doesn't even know how the system works. It just thinks it is the system. Everything the globalists are doing is going to literally cut off the funds of the boomers and euthanize their ass. Trump's trying to stabilize the economy and relaunch it. And everything he's doing is good for everybody. And they're literally running around pretending Trump's Hitler. Oh, this is the owner of Chick-fil-A cleaning the black guy's shoes and saying, I'm sorry, I'm a bad person. And he's doing it more of a Christ-like thing. And that's good to show be humble and to wash people's feet. And I think that's fine when he did that. No. I'm talking about the rallies around the country where you see thousands of white people get on their knees and start bowing. Everybody's seen it. Just type in white people bow and get on their knees at Black Lives Matter protest. And this footage is like just thousands and thousands of white people. And they're all there just bowing down. And remember the police were doing it and Congress did it and everybody did it. Remember that? So this is the establishment. This is the globalists and this is their idiot, brainwashed, college educated idiot white people. They don't even know their own interest. Stealing the identity of black and brown people so they can try to push their agenda of transgenderism, open borders, hating the West, all of it, by saying, look, we're the black people, and if you don't bow down to them and the agenda, then you're racist. And look, I know everybody already knows this, but this is so fundamental. So go ahead and roll. There's a bunch of these clips, but just roll shots from around the country yesterday at the No Kings event and try to find, we got close shots of the crowd, we got wide shots of the crowd, roll with audio. Play the game to try to find a black or brown person. Here it is.
To protect the changing nation. university trying to teach us that they can't protest us, trying to show up and remind us of who we are. They go after step eight. They try to break civil society because they're preparing us for step nine. They're 10 steps to protecting our patriot. They're 10 steps to protecting our democracy. They're 10 steps to protecting our rights.
This is Atlanta, Dallas, Milwaukee, L.A. I mean, literally, I think in all these videos I've seen one black person. I mean, seriously, this is actually astounding. Now, you go to a Trump rally, there's Hispanics and blacks all over the place. I remember how the different liberal publications will, like, find a Republican party, you know, a cocktail party, and they'll zoom in the photo and find, like, a shot of, like, 10 white people around a table. Hit pause. We'll go to this in a minute. And they will, they'll say, look at the white-only party. And then people find the original photo, and they just pull back. There's black people all over the place. I mean, it's just, again, they're the ones playing this game. And for me, the big takeaway of the No Kings is that all they're pushing for violence and all they're pushing that, oh, terrorists are coming to kill them. And once we get killed at our rallies, then we'll burn down the country and have the Podesta plan. And I'm not saying we're out of the woods yet, but I say like Friday, Thursday, like 70-80% chance this fizzles. And thank God it did. Watch, they'll probably truck bomb a black college tomorrow and blame us or something, but I don't want to count our chickens yet, but this is really good news, folks, because, you know, the higher ups in the thing were like, nobody's buying it because of this show and others hammering imminent stage terror. Bannon's talking about it. Patrick Bed-David, Tim Pool. I mean, I'm not even looking for people, you know, saying what I'm saying. People get this. And I've seen black commentators saying, you know, it's funny with big audiences. You know, it's funny. They keep saying Trump's coming to kill a bunch of people at some of these demonstrations, like, why would he do that? That would destroy him. No, I think they're gonna do it. Yeah, you think so? So, by the way, somebody in California and in San Diego and other places is putting signs on people's cars, you know, under the windshield wipers, saying because Latinos are being kicked out by Trump, we're going to start killing all the white people. And when you watch the videos, I love how the whites, Hispanics, and others that find the signs are like, we got to find out who's doing this. Is this real, or is this somebody trying to stir up division? See, I don't see that go, oh, a Hispanic did that for sure. The Hispanics are coming to kill us. No, I immediately say that's probably a setup by some white supremacist group or some leftist group wanting to create division. Who knows? We should find out. They should check the surveillance footage and find out. It's happening all over the place in California. I don't know who's doing it. The point is, oh, look, this says Hispanics are going to kill white people. You just don't buy. And look, I know the audience gets it, but for new listeners, I'm attacked over the years because I'll always ask the same question. Gee, did Jussie Smollett stage this? And that goes both ways. Different sides can do the same crap. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Unless you you've been hiding under a rock. Everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Finish up with the No Kings garbage, and then I want to hit the other important news we've got on a whole bunch of very important fronts, and then I want to open the phones up in the entire second hour, and I'll give the number out before this hour ends so everybody can get on the line and ready. Your report card, 11 months into the Trump administration, but really it's less than that. He didn't get in until January, so technically less than 11 months, 10 months in, but we're coming up on a year here pretty quick for him being president-elect. And what you think should be done better? Are you victory-pilled like I am, pragmatically seeing the success, but also putting pressure on the points that are weak? Or are you black-pilled, or are you white-pilled, and think everything is just wonderful? I also talked about this years ago, but now it's really ripened, and that is an illustration of the systemic corruption, particularly the Democratic Party at every level. And that ties into Barack Obama. And not just all his illegal spying and leading Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost and all the treason, but they've been building his presidential center for what, like 6 years? Supposed to be $300 million. Now it's up at $800 and something million. and it looks like the Tower of Mordor or Doom or something. And that reminded me of the $3.2 billion to renovate the Federal Reserve Building in D.C. You can walk around it in about 4 minutes. I mean, it's not even big. I mean, how do you spend $800 million on that? It looks like a grain elevator, like when you're driving out in the countryside where the farmers bring their corn or wherever to store it. I mean, it looks like a grain elevator. Well, you know what's going on. It's all the payoffs and scams and Democratic Party. Everything they do reminds me of the $90-plus billion Biden spent to put connectivity into poor and rural areas. They never connected one house for $92 billion. Remember the 40-something billion to put EV chargers in, and they built like eight of them? I mean, this is just unbelievable. How many? What's it up to now to build that train from San Francisco to L.A.? And 10 years, 12 years later, they haven't built any of it, and it costs. It's just unbelievable. But it's not incompetence. They're stealing the money. I guarantee you, real contractors, other than the cost of land, could build that grain elevator-looking thing and the little side building on it for, even with inflation today, let's say the land costs $20 million. They could build that thing for $10 million. I mean, this is insane, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm digressing. Wait till you see the footage of this thing. And plus, you couldn't come up with something uglier. But if you look at buildings the left builds all over the world, it's like an ugly contest. You see old buildings built, and they're all gorgeous. And it's not just Western buildings. You go to Asia, or you go to ancient stuff in Mesoamerica. Gorgeous buildings. And they were literally cannibals eating people's hearts. What is this? Looks like some alien spaceship landed or something, or like a dungeon. Looks like something from an alternate universe. You ever seen The Chronicles of Riddick? It's kind of a B-movie with Vin Diesel, but it's pretty good. Where there's this satanic order of like wraiths that fly around the universe destroying planets. And when they're done, they drop a big obelisk, you know, down. They've killed the planet. That's what this looks like. Sorry, I said I'd get to it later. It's what I do. I say, I'm not one of the guys that like baits it and like gets to it later. I'm just mentioning what's coming later. I can't ever help it. I just start telling you. Let me stop right there. That's coming up. But let's finish up with, there's just too many of these. It would take hours to play them all, but just, here's Nancy Pelosi tearing up a Burger King crown as if Trump's a king and not elected. And it reminded me of her tearing up Trump's State of the Union speech, like, ooh, she's a genius. She can tear paper. And then we've got a bunch of these, geriatric boomers saying that they want Trump to die. And then we've also got them attacking peaceful protesters, attacking TPUSA booths and beating people up. I mean, they are just lunatics. And they know if they get arrested in the blue cities, they get let out, charges dropped. I mean, when they kill people, they get a couple years in prison maximum. And so that's where the real violence is. And I wanted to tie that into it because the real violence is Democrat judges, state and federal. I mean, I've got news articles here where they're releasing people that have 111 arrests, dozens of them for violent 40 of them in one case, 40 carjackings and robberies out of 111 arrests. And the Soros DA just keeps letting them out because they're black. And then black folks are in the local news going, listen, Lock these people up. It's not hardly any of the blacks doing it. It's a small number that literally, when they arrested him for the 111th time, they got on his phone. He was plotting to kill the police because he thought, this is just one case I'm going to play you, because he'd be free to kill whoever he wanted if he could just go ahead and kill cops. So he was looking up, what's the sentence for killing a cop? By the way, you know people don't usually get arrested for all the crimes they committed. On average, if it's a smart criminal, maybe commit 30 crimes before you get busted. A dumb one, two or three. I mean, you know, guesstimation. But that's the numbers, basically. So if he got arrested 111 times, let's say he's really stupid, that means over 300 crimes. And the kid's 15 years old. Oh, and most of the crimes against black people. Oh, but the liberals are like, oh, we love you, black people. We'll just dump all the illegal aliens in your neighborhood. Oh, and we love you. Out of your demographic, let's just say in your town, less than 0.1% are violent, but they're young black males in your community. We'll just let them out hundreds of times and then let them kill you because we love you, black people. I mean, this is all, and the same thing goes on in Europe where they let the violent Muslims out and all the rest of it. But let's finish up with No Kings. Here it is.
Going to tear up the crown.
King crown.
Going to tear up the crown.
Looks like she went to shake his hand, and he did not take it.
The best is yet to come. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
Did you just see House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech right behind the president?
And it looked like she was sort of ripping up the advanced copy of the speech.
This is a maximum moment of fury, I think, for Nancy Pelosi. You can do no worse, I think, than to have this image of the Speaker of the House literally ripping up the words of the President of the United States.
So this is your birthday.
Yes.
So you came out on your birthday. You thought it was important. Tell me why.
Absolutely. Because I have two little boys who deserve a bright future of freedom and democracy. And this is a nightmare that I'm living in. And I'm here to make a difference and to be loud and proud. And there's no other way I'd want to celebrate my birthday than with my parents and my best friend fighting for our country.
So, okay, so for a birthday present, what do you hope happens? You know, you wake up tomorrow morning.
I hope that I see the obituary that we're all waiting for tomorrow. That's what I hope for.
Yeah. you wishing that President Trump is dead?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to back that clip up again for TV viewers. Radio listeners, I'll describe it. And literally, you can go on X or anywhere. Just every clip. Never see a black person. Never see a brown person. It's very rare. It's like finding a four-leaf clover. Notice, it's old women and young women. I have countless clips of them calling for violence. They don't know anything about it. And it's also all these bureaucrats and people. This is all the government workers that don't go into work but like every 6 months. You go by all the big federal buildings. Just parking lots are empty unless it's the security. These are the people that think they rule you. And they want violence. But the good news is they finally have been made to get up off of their asses. They all are about 100 pounds overweight, too. That's interesting. And it's a bunch of white people, a bunch of lazy white people getting government welfare. That's what it is. But they're getting huge paychecks. They're getting $100,000, $200,000 a year as bureaucrats. So they're the worst of the worst. White government bureaucrats at every level that think they're the ruling class and all they are the minions that sold the country out that now want violence because they want to cloud and pivot and collapse everything and they think they're going to come out on top of the wrecked country. I mean, look at these smiling, idiotic young women. You know, they've all got two or three college degrees and they've all got government jobs. I'll bet my right arm you ask all those women, what do you do? Well, I work at the Department of Social Security. Yeah. And how many times a month are you going to work? Well, I sit at home with my thumb up my ass. And they got these big, stupid Cheshire grins on their faces while they hope for everybody's death that they don't like. Now, she's hoping Trump's going to have a heart attack. Well, she, you know, she didn't lose some weight. She might. I bet she's had so many Pfizer shots, hell, she'll probably be dead in a few months. Idiot. Sorry. Go to the next clip.
So this is your birthday. So
yes.
You came out on your birthday. You thought it was important. Tell me why.
Absolutely. Because I have two little boys who deserve a bright future of freedom and democracy. And this is a nightmare that I'm living in. And I'm here to make a difference and to be loud and proud. And there's no other way I'd want to celebrate my birthday than with my parents and my best friend fighting for our country.
So for a birthday present, what do you hope happens? You know, you wake up tomorrow morning.
What? I hope that I see the obituary that we're all waiting for tomorrow. That's what I hope for.
Yeah. you wishing that President Trump is dead?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Jesus did it, so you know I got to do it, right?
Again, for radio listeners, this is leftist tearing up TPUSA. Tables.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We got hours of this. I'm jumping in front of ice vehicles. It's just a bunch of idiots.
How did this get covered?
Let's go to the next club.
So sad.
We need to get ourselves together, and we might even need to be a little bit meaner. Because the Republicans don't mind being mean.
And by mean, what do you mean? Do you mean protesting? Do you mean...
Maybe we have to, I don't know, stop being so nice.
Because you seem like a pretty nice lady.
I'm a pretty nice lady, but I can be pretty mean, too.
Okay, and I have to ask this because people on the other side are going to say that they feel like the Democrat Party has been mean. Recently, with Charlie Kirk being assassinated,
Charlie Kirk is a piece of garbage. Of course we were mean. I am so tired of people saying, oh, but, you know, it's a terrible thing. No! Hitler is dead. I'm glad Hitler's dead. Evil people have no place in my world. He was a hateful human being. It was disgusting, the things that he said and did. I don't have time for that. I'm sorry. I have to point my energy in other directions.
So they call you Hitler, so you deserve to die. Like the guy that's been in the lead until now in Virginia, the big Soros local DA, who's promising once he becomes a Virginia attorney general, he's going to put Trump in prison, a.k.a. Letitia James 2.0. And sending out all these emails and stuff. I'm going to kill this state rep. I want to kill his kids. I want to kill these cops. I want to kill people. That's who the tyrants are. And you got this old woman sitting there going, I'm glad Charlie Kirk's Hitler. Good. He's dead. Imagine how she'd feel. I'm not saying do this. If that woman pulled out a, you know, dagger and stabbed her in the throat and said, well, here, I'll be mean right back. Oh, God, you just, oh, you know. No, but we don't do that. But that's who the left is. That's the criminals they release on the streets to literally stab women in the throat. That guy's been arrested 40-something times. And I've got examples every day of these leftist judges letting people out that have murdered and raped and disfigured white people. Oh, you got carjacked? Oh, a man saved a woman being carjacked? Oh, big balls up in D.C.? Oh, the judge just gave him probation. She says she's going to rehabilitate, not punish. And you know they'll probably commit even more violent crimes. And that's okay. Here's an example. A 15-year-old in Charlotte has been arrested 111 times and is still walking free while he reportedly plots to kill the police. Here it is.
Who has been arrested 111 times since August of 2023. Arrests included 55 car thefts and stealing from cars 45 times. At one point, police found multiple guns on the teen and took a phone as evidence. They say they found various Google searches on it, including, what is the charge for killing an officer? Is police murder a charge? And what is capital murder? Police say the 15-year-old was most recently released again in September.
You just can't just say, we're going to let you back out to your mom or to your home if the home is broken without holding the home accountable. There's no accountability, right?
Yeah, this is a problem. They're focusing on rehabilitation over accountability.
But I love that he used the word accountability, because that's what's needed. But on top of that, what are we going to do? Are we going to wait until this kid kills somebody and then decide that enough's enough? Him getting arrested 100 times wasn't enough to seriously do something about it. Not 101, not 110, not even 111. He's back out. This is a problem, and something needs to be done about this problem before this individual seriously harms someone. There is no way someone should be getting arrested 111 times and still be able just to be walking around free. No. Governments need to start doing something about this now. We've already had individuals die at the hands of people who should not have been free. Again, there needs to be something done about this. Absolutely wild to see that 111 times. That's crazy. You need to start bringing attention to this and working to do something about it. Also, just a reminder, I have a free email newsletter where I give you morning updates about what's going on. It's a great place to get direct information from me, and I cannot be censored there. The link's in my profile. Just go there, click the link. You'll see the screen right here. Drop your email in, hit subscribe.
Yeah, that's Jeffrey Mead. He's a great guy. In fact, tell the producer, I want to get him on the show. All right, let me give the number out. There's a bunch of other news coming up, but I want to take your calls on the No Kings fizzling. Thank God, no big false flag. What do you think's next? The Democrats are in free fall. Lowest approval rating ever. Lowest fundraising ever. Same thing with the left all across the world. That's why they're trying to censor and arrest their political competition, because populism, conservatism, Christianity, free market ideas, rugged individualism is surging. Common sense is coming back from the grave. What is the worldwide globalist system going to do to counter that? And what's your report card on Trump? Are you black-pilled? Are you white-pilled? Or are you, like me, victory-pilled? We are really having a lot of great effects, but we can do a lot better by spotlighting the bad areas here and other places in the world and exposing different globalist operations, getting the populist movement to move against it peacefully, and then derailing it, which we're doing over and over again. Very exciting times. A lot of news coming up. Trump made the right decision. No cruise missiles to Ukraine. Meeting coming up in Budapest very soon with Putin. I said, look, Trump's trying to get peace in Gaza. I don't see Israel or Hamas stopping, and it's not. That's coming up. And so much more that I haven't even gotten to. Mass gang steals Napoleon's jewels from the Louvre. It's getting robbed every week. It just shows what a failed society France has become. That's all coming up. But one of the real ways, as I mentioned earlier, that governments rob the people is boondoggles and 15-minute cities and burning down the Palisades and then declaring an emergency and not letting people rebuild and taking the land and saying Gavin Newsom's buddies are going to get the 40-something million recovery money and then they're going to build all these high-rises that they own and control. I mean, this is the real theft. And then you've got Obama's presidential center that they've been building for at least 6-7 years, supposed to cost $300 million. It's now being reported that is soared to $850 million and still going up. And when you look at it, it looks like the Tower of Sauron. Except the Tower of Sauron in Lord of the Rings is thousands of feet tall. I mean, what is this thing? 10 stories tall? Little bitty? And I looked at the map of it. There's some little buildings around it. I mean, this is a scam. I mean, if you thought the Federal Reserve building renovation, $3.2 billion, was a scam, it's like 10 times bigger than that. 800 and something million and not even done? Whew, man, you talk about a fraud. Go ahead and roll it with audio. Here it is. This is put out by Obama. He's very proud of this. You got Big Mike out there surveying it. Oh, we're building a center unlike any other. Yeah, ugly as hell.
Wow.
Built by the community. Right. I looked up a map of it. I mean, it is nothing. Wow. Ooh. Looks like a Holiday Inn. Wow, it's got a parking lot. It's got 10 or 15 trees. All right, here's the toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday, October 19, 2025 transmission. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Oh, and let's do first-time callers again. Or let me say this. If you haven't gotten on in a couple years, let's just say first time and folks that haven't been on in a few years. Because we have so many listeners, the regular callers, the wonderful people there have it on speed dial. And that's why most of the time we say first timer. People haven't called in a long time. So we want to give new people a chance. 877-789-2539. Not that I don't love the speed dialers. In fact, I promise this upcoming week, I am going to commit to take calls at least 1 hour a day, and we'll have some free-for-all days and some wild card days. But these are huge subjects that I threw out. Please be on the massive subject of the No Kings fizzling. What will the left do now? What will the Democratic Party do when it's game over for them, even the words of Bill Maher? Well, it's not game over if Trump doesn't stop the election fraud. It doesn't prosecute the deep state, because they're going to come back in with total totalitarianism in their own words. Now, I'm going to break. I need to add, tonight is the last night at thealexjonesstore.com with all the very best supplements, the ultramethylene blue, and so many other incredible game changers, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, you name it. And it funds this operation to get 25% off the top at checkout on top of all the deals. Some of the supplements are 50% off, and you get 25% off on top of it. And all the supplements, if you subscribe, so they hold it back, so whatever sells out, canceling time, are 50% off as well. So some of these are loss leaders with this deal. Ultramethylene blue tinctures, selling out, still discounted. Ultramethylene blue caps, selling out, still discounted. Ultimate burn, about to sell out. Natural fat burner, so healthy for you as well. Only a few thousand bottles left, about to sell out. Turmeric gummies, close to selling out. 95% humanoid, the very best. Oh, colostrum, zero stock. They told me that came back in Friday. Oh, it's Tuesday it comes back in, okay. CMOS caps, it's all there. Atomic defense to boost your immune system. It's all there. Power plant, methylene drive, Shilajit caps, other incredible. Creatine, life force, it's all there. Ultimate life force, man, you've got to check into that if you don't know what it is. These are all incredible game changers. I only sell you stuff that really works because I want you to come back and get it again and again. Fund the operation, change the world, and live a better life at thealexjonesstore.com.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles.
All right, we're now into hour number two, and I got a lot of the news here ready to get to, but I'm going to just start going to your calls now to get a lot of the calls out there to the public before I go back into the news. But great news on the Ukraine war front. We'll be getting to Trump saying no to cruise missiles for Ukraine. We've got a lot more big Epstein developments. Prince Andrew has now given up all royal titles after he came out. He was on the island and on the airplane, which we already knew. But that just shows the heat is on. They know a lot more is about to be released. But let's start going to your calls right now. If you just joined us, I'm asking the listeners the question. I really respect it. Want to know it. What's your grade on Trump 10 months in? What could be done better? Are you excited like I am overall because so much good's happening? Still pessimistic about problems, but I see the pressure we put on things that are happening wrong, and most of the time it gets corrected. Or are you negative still? Told you indictments were finally coming. And I told you who would be indicted first and second. I got it a little wrong because I thought it would be Jack Smith next because I know that's close. I said that or Bolton. I said those two, but can't always nail it 100%. Alex Jones is not always right, just most of the time. Because things change, too. You know. Let's go to Angela in Florida on the No Kings demonstration. What do you make of what happened?
Well, I will agree with you, Alex. I did see nothing but a whole bunch of white rich women out there, retired mostly because I live in Southwest Florida. But there was an incident yesterday that I'm a little upset about because it happened to me. I went to Fort Myers is where I live at, and on 41 in Daniels, this will give a picture to everybody that lives around here. I was trying to make it to the end of the crowd so I could come back and start asking questions. So you could also see how people here in Florida are reacting. And I didn't even get to make it to the end of the crowd. One, it was so large. But two, I was going through the crosswalk, and a guy came through, swerved around in between the curb and another car, and hit me with his car. Because of all the rhetoric that is going on, he thought that I was with the people at No King. He found out later after the cops came and we filled the report out, I told the cop, I said, you need to go over there and tell him that I am a Trump supporter, and that's who he hit. Not one of these people. He hit a Trump supporter. So the cop told him that, and the cop came back, and he said, you know, he's really sorry and would like to talk to you. And I didn't go over there and talk to him because, one, he didn't get arrested because he was a retired police officer, and he should have been. And two, because I was so upset because of all the rhetoric, I can't even walk down the street legally in a crosswalk without somebody thinking something, and they just want to do whatever they want to do. And it hurt my feelings more than anything to think that one of my own people hit me with their car, and I can't even go and talk to anybody else.
Well, listen, hold on, Angela. I believe you, and I've been surprised we haven't had Trump supporters do stupid things. I mean, we know there's been some of it. We know about 99% of political violence has been the left, but I mean, I have no doubt that that this happened to you. Are you sure he tried to hit you on purpose?
Yes, I have it on video.
Oh well, then listen. That's what I was going to tell you. Well, let me just hold on. Exactly. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm just going
to send it to you. He's just not here right now. He just went to the store, and I don't know how to do that stuff. I'm sorry.
I understand. We're going to put you on hold, and I'm going to give you my producer's email, and please talk to your husband or whoever, or get an X account. And when Republicans do things that are wrong, we need to expose it because we don't accept that. We don't cover up when populists or Christians or conservatives do bad things like the left. You know, the crazy white guy let out 40 times out of jail would have stabbed a black woman to death, and we would say that's wrong and cover it. The left covers up what they do. So, give us your name, your number, and then send us the, video, and, I will look into it and play it, okay? We're gonna put you on hold. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best selling product on the AlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at the AlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. Got a lot of important news coming up. But first, I want to get a lot of your calls out on air and hear what you have to say. We're going to be talking to Carol, M-E-G, T-S, Ray, Mary, Paula, Willie, Kenny, Josh, and others have taken your calls in the order that they were received. Let's go to Mary in Colorado on the 7 million leftist commies, mainly nothing against them, but you know, old, retired government workers and white people, mainly women. They claim that the Republicans are all Hitler, but the Republicans are now the biggest party in history. The biggest Republican party's ever been is now a party of working people, getting triple the votes of blacks. It was getting double and triple the votes of Hispanics. It's the everybody that's a conservative is, or everybody that's Christian, or everybody that doesn't want to, you know, cut their son's penis off is a Nazi, is not working. But instead, the left is just doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down. So what are they going to do now that they're in total free fall and know it? Well, Nancy Pelosi got a Burger King crown, a little paper crown, and she tore it up and said, no kings. But we haven't had kings since 1776, lady. And you should know that. That's why we had a revolution. That's what July 4th is about. Our last king was King George III, honey. We popularly elected President Trump. Mary in Colorado, what's your take on things?
Hey, Alex, good to talk to you. First-time caller here. Alex, I'm in Colorado. I'm in a small mountain community, probably about an hour and a half southwest out of Denver. And the word from people who went to just kind of watch it and everything, it fizzled out pretty fast in Denver. People were gone probably within like a two-hour window. There were some small communities here who did have maybe 10, 15 people alongside of the road. They did have some kind of protest a few months ago where one of the protesters actually gave some guy who was driving the finger in the truck, and he ran off the road after him, which wasn't right. But anyway, I wanted to tell you, too, you look great. I use your products. I used to use the methylene blue. I can't right now because I'm out of surgery, probably about 2 months on different meds. But I do love your turmeric, your ginger. It's great. It helps my hands, et cetera. And I guess the last thing I want to ask you, with everything going on in Israel, Gaza right now, do you think Jared Kushner is going to end up being prime minister?
What of Israel?
Yes.
Well, that'll be hard after being in power off and on for 25 years. Benjamin Netanyahu says he's seeking another term. But yeah, Jared Kushner basically had the whole plan to blow up Gaza and then turn it into this 15-minute super city. And, you know, the whole thing, I'm glad Trump can wind it down, but the whole thing was planned from the beginning. The problem is Hamas was created by Israel, funded by Netanyahu, and is just continuing to be there, so there's a pretext to destroy the place. It's absolutely disgusting. Thank you for the call. But, yeah, I do think Jared Kushner literally is going to end up being basically the mayor of Gaza, but it's unelected now. It's a trust that's been set up, and it's administered by a trust council, and it's going to be this model, high-tech, globalist thing. So doesn't sound too good to me. All right, let's go ahead and go to Ray in Illinois on the report card of Trump and how he's doing 10 months in. Ray, thanks for calling.
Hey, I think Trump is doing an A job still. I mean, I've had to close my eyes and kind of peek through my fingers with some of the moves he pulled, like when he bombed the nuclear reactor and stuff. But the concerning thing that you mentioned in the outro earlier is the fact we're coming up, you know, we're a year away from November, where the midterms, arguably some of the most important midterms of all time. We're not doing enough to press forward and cut out that, the ability for the Democrats to influence the elections with mail-in ballots and stuff. We need to put a lot of pressure on that and get, you know, the gears spun up and get the lawyers out there just like we did for this last election, the 2024.
Well, you're absolutely right that if Trump doesn't actually put teeth in his election commission and cut federal funds from states that violate federal and state law and let illegal aliens vote and allow general mail-in ballots, that's not absentee, then we're going to continue to see the fraud. And it has been on record, Todd Blanche, the deputy AG that really runs things, who's been blocking all that and keeping election officials like in Colorado who caught the fraud red-handed, who've been thrown in prison. So we got a big problem. And you know, Trump's got a lot of things moving, a lot of stuff done, and they have busted and indicted literally thousands of people that were involved in election fraud and all the rest of it that are Democrats. But it's not enough. And so I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and I want to throw out another shelf for the methylene blue. I've got four bottles sitting to the side. I don't get the ultimate energy power that everybody else mentions, but I do get the bit where you kind of step outside yourself and your mood changes, and it's like you're talking outside your head. And it's been fantastic stuff for me on that. And I still got five bottles of conspiracy bourbon. So let me know when it's a good time to auction those off so I can retire.
Well, thank you, brother. And I want to thank Mary. Thank you, Ray, for the call. Mary, who was a supporter and bought product, you heard she loved it. And you as well, Ray. Thank you. Yeah, I could spend hours on methylene blue. And again, my medical doctor, thank you, Ray, for the call. My medical doctor, 7 years ago, who owns a bunch of wellness clinics, and it was like 6-7 degrees, said, you need to get USP grade, meaning medical grade, methylene blue. And I said, well, where do I get that? He goes, just anywhere, you know, Amazon, whatever. So I did what he said, and I bought it. And he also told me buy methylfolate, and I got that and liked it, which is the breakdown of folic acid in your cells, really good for you. So I went, ooh, I'll come out with mine, and that's next level foundational energy. So I, you know, stuff I would take, I would then, ooh, this really works, it's good for me, well, I'll just go produce it myself. Well, the methylene blue I went and bought on Amazon didn't do anything. My wife liked it, though, so she kept buying different brands. And so I'd try it here and there, but never really felt anything. When we got our medical grade, it really is medical grade, and it blew me away. Bigley were the ones that said, hey, we're coming out with methylene blue because Kennedy's pushing it. I said, sure, whatever. And then when I took it, so much energy, so much clarity, so much focus, my workout's so good, sleep better, you name it, incredible energy within 30 minutes. No letdown. It's not a stimulant. It energizes your cells, cleans them out, skips the whole process and the oxidization process. It's just incredible. And we have the best, and it funds this operation. And today's the last day of a huge sale on it. So it's not hype. And out of all the stuff we sell that's good for you and has, you know, a lot of it, very quick effects, but, you know, Irish sea moss, you got to be on it a week or so to start kicking in, or Shilajit, or you know, turmeric, oh, you feel that in 3 or 4 hours, or sometimes quicker. I mean, for like pain, aches and pains, you name it. We have the strongest you can get. But I'm just, are you something like Ultimate Life Force, the blood detoxer, you know, that takes a few weeks to really feel the full effect. Well, actually, Men feel the effect in the morning right away. Just to give you an example how good it is cardiovascularly. But not with the methylene blue. I mean, this is the most instant thing, and it's the best. And I was like, where was this my whole life? And it's just because the other brands I use were not this. And because it is so strong, consult your physician first, and it can interact with certain medications. You heard the lady, her doctor said, yeah, you're on these other meds now for surgery. You got to get off of it. My dad was going to have open heart surgery. They told him, get off of that, get off of turmeric. Because it really does do all these things. You know, turmeric really does thin the blood. Well, my dad was going to be put on blood thinners, and they said, you can't be on turmeric and at the same time. I mean, that's how much this stuff works. So I'm just saying, this isn't placebo, it isn't a game. The corporate media is like, oh, supplements are snake oil. No, they're not. That's why you go to Whole Foods or anywhere, it's giant sections of them. Because it's great. The stuff is real. And over the years, the stuff that's known to be the very best of the best companies get the highest ratings. We just go out and find out who has the highest rating, and they almost never turn us down. And we say, we want a private label. They go, sure. A few times we're like, no, we don't like you. We're like, oh, there's another company that's just as well rated. We get them. But in 90% of the time, they go, absolutely, we'd love to work with you. Now, some are like, no, don't say you get it from us. We don't want the attack. Sign a non-disclosure, but here it is. And so we get medical grade that was for surgeries out of Florida. They weren't even selling it as a supplement. I mean, we're talking real medical grade. You go, surgeries? What do you mean? Instead of using radioactive iodine in people's veins to track where blood goes or any problems before surgery, they could have some problems. They're using methylene blue now for a long time because it's non-toxic. And it's had good effects, actually. And so the place we get it produces it for medical use. Just to give you an idea. I mean, it is the real deal. So good. And so look out. If you took methylene blue before and you felt some effect and liked it, when you get this, take a lot less at first. Because some people, like one person on the crew, like took it and got scared because he thought it was going crazy. I mean, that's how big effect it had on the brain. Sorry, I'm ranting about it. TheAlexandroStore.com. Thank you all for your support. All right, let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania on TPUSA. How does that tie in to Trump's report card? Go ahead, Carol.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, I was wondering if you had seen the thing on X yesterday about the TPUSA co-worker of Charlie Kirk's who was confiding... that Charlie Kirk was confiding in him.
Yes, I did see a video 4 days ago that came from a source that I do not think is very credible, and the video with the voice changed where the person's face is blurred out. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds 100% scripted, 100% fake. Just once you know, you know. The instant I watched it three times, and it's absolute crap. And so I even thought about playing it to say, this is an example of horse crap. And the very same person promoting it came out a few days ago. This is force fed into my feed everywhere. So, you know, bad guys are pushing this with bots. And I'm not even trying to attack the person doing it. Maybe they mean well. But they're like, you know, at TPUSA at night, they have gay orgies. They're all gay and they all have gay orgies. And, you know, because Tucker Carlson said some of the Republicans have orgies. Yeah, the corrupt neocons, they and the Democrats, that goes on in D.C. TPUSA are buttoned up, the leadership of it. I've been to their events. I've been to some of their galas. Their dinners are like, you know, basically a mummy event. These people all have four or five kids. They're all devout Christians. They all bust their ass. And so literally, I know who's in the VIP dinners, the vice president, Jack Posobiec, all these people. You think, I mean, I've been behind the scenes. I've been in the green rooms. I've been at the things. And they sit around talking about strategy and saving the country. And but then I see like, oh, here's a blurred face. Yes. Absolutely. You know what? If that was true, go public. Tell the police. So it's the same type of videos. Oh, his security shoots him under the arm. It's a cell phone. All that stuff. And then we just move on to the next thing. And I'm not mad at you for raising it because I even thought about playing it. But people know for the clickbait, they can put this type of stuff out. But when you just hear the scripting of how the person talks and the way they say it, you know acting when you hear it. Just the whole thing. And so that's what the left does. They just flood disinformation. And the globalists want TPUSA wrecked. They know from a leftist attack, no one's going to listen. So they're attacking from the conspiratorial angle because people don't believe anything anymore. So the left goes, well, let's have them all just eat their own. But I can tell you this. I don't know that video's fake for sure. But I know the people that I've seen pushing it and stuff just sit up there looking like they are cracked out of their mind. Because they're like, you know, TPSA USA, they're all on cocaine. They're all having giant gay orgies at night. These events are really just cocaine party gay orgies. And the guy's like, and I'm like, buddy, why don't you do a drug test and publish it? You know, it's absolute Charlie Kirk. I know all those people. I mean, these are buttoned up. Most of them don't even drink. And I get phone calls from them years ago. Alex, we know you're drinking too much. We love you. You need some help. We know a good rehab you can go to. I've never been to rehab. I've had some of these people call me and say, we'll fly a private jet to come get you and take you to a nice rehab. So I've had these people, I'll just disclose something, didn't I? I've had these people literally call and say, can we pray for you? And then I get to see somebody sitting there, doesn't even know these people, going, you know they're all gay, you know they're having gay orgies, you know they're on cocaine. Bull. And I've been doing this 31 years. I have context. I have depth. I know what I'm talking about. And so there is a concerted attack on TPUSA. And it's not bad to ask questions. And I've had questions. And questions about his death and all the rest of it. And I've said I don't buy it. But TPUSA is the hottest thing in the Republican Party. You know, CPAC's boring. The RNC is a joke. It's getting reformed. Basically, TPUSA was taking over the RNC. And so the main people that would stand to kill Charlie Kirk would be the globalists and the Democrats. He was the one getting the young people to vote for him. They had the motive. That doesn't mean they did it. I simply look at who has the main motive. Now, the official story and this love letter to his boyfriend, and while they release all the other surveillance footage and all that, I've got big questions, and we'll keep asking him. And I don't think a 30-odd six hit him in the neck and all that. Does that answer your question, Carol?
Yeah, I mean, I know all that. I know how they have been pushing it. My theory to you is that I was struck by the fact that this person had said that 2 days before the murder, that Charlie had found out that his wife was compromised by Israel. And that was the big thing about what was going on, that Charlie Kirk was being hung out by the money that they offered him. And
ma'am, let me stop you. I know what's on the video. You have a man with his face blurred out, with reading a script, attacking Charlie Kirk's wife and saying she's an Israeli asset and cheating on him and all this made-up crap. And we're supposed to, I mean, you understand, tonight, I could go sit in the corner of the office, shoot a video with a voice changer, blur it, and say that Erica Kirk, was having an affair with Trump and with Netanyahu, and that Charlie found out, so they had him. That is literally made up. You understand, anybody can, like, blur their face and put a video out on the internet and say whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
You understand, that is a vicious, vicious attack to hurt TPUSA with zero proof.
Okay, well.
Thank you for the call. You bet. Yeah. Folks, the globalists are collapsing. And that's the problem with all this nebulous stuff. People should ask all the time. Like 20 years ago when the anonymous thing started, ran for V for Vendetta. And it's just someone with a Guy Fawkes mask on. Anybody could do it. Thousands of groups have done it. This is a message from Anonymous. We are powerful. We are everywhere. And sometimes it was good groups putting out true stuff. And people go, ooh, this is special because it's esoteric. You don't know. And you don't know where it's coming from. Ooh, it's like the Oracle of Delphi. And other times it would be absolute crap. Because they'd be attacking me and I knew what it was, what they were saying wasn't true. Or they'd be saying things politically aren't true. So people said, is Anonymous good? Anonymous is whoever puts on a Guy Fox mask. It's the Q thing. Anything somebody wants to make up. Some of the stuff the Q people say is accurate and true. Some of it isn't. So, my name is Alexander Imrich Jones. I've been on air 31 years. My record stands. I am who I say I am. I do what I do. And so if I get up here and I say that I believe something or I was told something or something's going on, you better believe I either from all the evidence absolutely think I'm right or most of the time I already know from research and sources. You're getting Comey will be the first to be indicted, then Letitia James, 6 months before it happened. Now, what has credibility? If you put an engine oil in your car and the engine seizes up the first time, and then you go look it up and go, oh, God, that's a horrible oil, you never buy it again. You put engine oil in your car and it always works great and you love it, you hand it down to the generations. You go to a restaurant, good food, low prices, great service, never get food poisoning, you're a regular. You get food poisoning the first time you're there, you never go back. I answered your question. I'm not mad at you, but I want you to think here for a second. I answered your question, ma'am. You said, do I know about it? And I said, oh, I do. And I described it to you. You said, yeah, that's it. You notice I didn't then put out what it said because it's a blurred person clearly acting. They're not even good at it. Putting out the most incendiary, made-up horse crap. If it turns out Israel's involved, we'll cover it. Was he breaking with Israel? Yeah, most people are. Okay, maybe Israel is a suspect. Give me some proof. But do you understand it's people piling on wanting that narrative? Big Muslim organizations, they always say Qatar is funny. No, it wasn't them. It was Muslim organizations publicly said, no, we got on the thing saying Mossad killed him for anti-Israel and laughed about it on Piers Morgan. So you're asking me, you're like, well, I'm really concerned because they said his wife was doing all this horrible stuff. They said? You know, I'm going to shoot a video tomorrow morning, blurred, and I'm going to say that Donald Trump raped me. And I'm going to play it and then say, that's fake, I did that. But see, that's not... No, you know what? I'll put one out saying, I've been in a five-year affair with Erica Kirk. And actually, her kids are mine. Now, that's 100% not true and totally insane. But if you know what? If I went and blurred things out and changed my voice and sat there, I guess it'd be the big top story. You know what? Maybe I should shoot a fake thing, put it out, let it ripen a few days, and then come and explain. Do I have to explain to people that believing some blurred out thing that's obviously fake with total made-up crap is the equivalent of walking around in the desert sticking your hand down holes? Because you know there's going to be a couple things. A toad in there, a rattlesnake, a Gila monster. It's like sticking your dick in a beehive. Good God, people. My Lord, it's like saying Trump got pissed on by hookers in Moscow. Made up, not true. Good Lord. Meanwhile, Podesta's on record screwing little kids and nobody cares. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you, or allows you to make yourself, a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me go back to your phone calls. And I notice a bunch of people on the board are calling in about Israel, which is fine. I'm a big critic of what goes on in Israel. But every time there's an event, there's a pressure campaign to say it's Israel, and then to bully people that don't say it's Israel, and then a bunch of fake stuff getting put out to make people believe it's Israel. Israel's got enough bad things it does than to make stuff up. That's not the department I'm in. And I know fake anonymous videos when I see it. I mean, it is anonymous, what the lady was just talking about. But look, I don't talk about all the behind-the-scenes stuff I know. Anytime I want, I go to the White House, Mar-a-Lago, TPUS event, any of it, okay? Before Kirk died, he said, why aren't you calling us? Why don't you try to come on? Why don't you come on? We've reached out. Why don't you come to more of our events? I'm like, well, the bankruptcy and family, and I feel like I can do more here, and you're doing a great job. Charlie Kirk has been listening to me for 15 years. His wife, huge listener, huge fan, super hardcore, way more hardcore you even see them on TV talking about. Okay? And that's the reality. I was, you know, having breakfast with Tucker last Monday up in Maine before I went on the show. We were talking about he's about to get on a plane that night and fly up to have dinner with the vice president and Erica Kirk. And he was just talking about all their concerns and how hardcore they are and, you know, how, you know, the battle and how, you know, they're confused by a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, I know how, I mean, J.D. Vance, 5 years before I ever ran for the Senate, you know, was doing newspaper interviews defending me and talking about the First Amendment, how he loves my show and been listening since he was in college. I mean, these are real people. And I know it's fashionable to just say everything's fake and this isn't real or that's not real. No, these are real people. And we know, I mean, I now know the M.O. on Cash Patel, the M.O. on Bongino, the M.O. on all these people. Bondi is in overhead and just does TV and doesn't run anything. Todd Blanche is a big Democrat globalist, totally horrible. Might as well have Bill Barr in there. Or Rod Rosenstein. It's the same crap again, but this time there's more pressure on them, so we've got indictments. Bongino is pissed off, in over his head, wants the Epstein stuff to come out. Patel is just having fun. I mean, I know the MO from the people all around him, from dozens of sources on each one, low level, high level. I'm not going to even tell. Okay, I know all this stuff. I know exactly what goes on with Trump. I mean, I got my finger on the pulse, ear to the ground, finger in the wind. I mean, I'm on it. Not just in the news. I know what I'm talking about. Did anybody else say Comey and then Letitia James? Could 6 months before it happened, indicted? Could I go on for you a little more? Did anybody else in October of 2021 say that Russia will invade by the 24th of February, and I nailed it to the day? The proof is in the pudding, not in anonymous videos with blurred out stuff saying horrible defamatory things about somebody. When you see that, it's automatically suspect. Then you listen to it and how obviously fake it sounds, it's a bad actor. You know, again, tonight or tomorrow, I can have one of the crew with an iPhone film me. We'll put it through a voice changer, blur it all out or blacken my face out, even though I've told everybody I'm going to do it. Put it out with horrible allegations made up that are 100% false about some Republican official. And then I can air it on the show and right after I air it, say that's fake. This is an example of what is bad. And the media will still clip out what I said and not have the part where I explain it and use my good for evil, so I'm not even going to do it. I probably had 20 phone calls about that video the last 4 days. And it actually made me get angry. Because I've had the same type of stuff done to me. Anonymous, made-up crap by cowards that won't actually stick their face up there to say something to the public. I mean, anonymous accounts, anonymous people hiding, and people take that as always the best. Oh, my God. I just want to go with absolutely unproven, blurred out, obviously fake. I want this. I want fake. I want to be lied to. I want to be deceived. Okay, enjoy yourselves. I mean, I'll be on a talk show, and they're like, why are you covering up for Israel killing Charlie Kirk? And I go, what's the proof? Well, Kirk was having a breakup with him and said he was upset and, you know, said he wasn't going to be bullied by the lobby. And I go, yeah, along with everybody else, okay. And Joe Rogan said that. Are they going to kill him? What's the proof they killed him? Because I'm not saying they couldn't have. I'm just saying... And then I go, hey, let's talk about Benjamin Netanyahu and the neocons, and I'll tell you right now and show you the proof that they blew up the World Trade Center. Ah, let's move on. You're covering for Netanyahu. No, we have proof and know how they did it. And I told people this decades ago and made films. Oh, no, you don't want actual proof and who did it and where the bombs were in the building and how they did it all. No, no, you're like, no. No, but, you know, I could do that as a tactic. I thought about being anonymous and then playing clips of real things that are on record. So it's only the anonymous narrator, but all the proof is there with the videos, with the fact check, you know, where it was said, where you can get it. And then because it's a person in a mask and a voice changer, then everyone goes, ooh. In fact, I'm going to start doing that. In fact, I'm going to have a new show I do. I think a clip every day where I'm Guy Fawkes. We even tell you it's me, but people won't care because it'll be so spooky. And then I will just cover something absolutely true on record, but say it all anonymous. We are now exposing. Blah, 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 blah. But see, you say you're anonymous and then you lie. Ooh, people really love that. What is this? It'll show me as Cobra Commander. And then see, when I'm Cobra Commander, yeah, I say things that are true about the CIA and staging terror attacks and things. But see, I didn't disguise who I was to tell you a lie. I disguised myself because then you're like, oh, God, this is better. Oh, ooh, ah. And I'm not trying, it's the minority of the listeners that are like this, but this is so dangerous. This is what the left does with all their innuendo and all their lies and their Jane Doe saying Trump raped them and fake women that turn out to be fake saying he raped them. All of it. And then the media even ran with it and said Jones tried to deceive people they had Cobra Commander on. No, it's called satire, and a five-year-old should be able to understand that. Should we play a little bit of this? Play a little bit of it.
Please tell us who you are, sir, because tyranny is so trendy right now. Why not reveal yourself, your lordship?
None of your pathetic business, worm. Submit to me. Even this gentleman here to my left is a servant of Cobra. For decades you've known him as the real Cobra Commander. Only now am I letting you pathetic people know that it is I, the true Cobra Commander, who have ruled from behind the scenes.
Oh, man. And I always liked the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process. It is so cool. You just are talking down to me. Now I know how other Americans feel. We like being slaves. Thank you, sir. Oh, I've got so many other questions. Thank you for giving us this big, gracious interview. Miss Napolitano, I'm sorry to reveal your identity. I mean, forget that. Cobra Commander, why are you agreeing to this interview? You said you had some special announcement for us. Please tell us what that is, sir.
I am the leader. I am Cobra Commander. I have agreed to this interview so that you might know that I have decided to go public and to have a public stock offering in Cobra Global Enterprises. I intend to issue my own fiat currency, but before I do that, I intend to sue Homeland Security for copyright and trademark infringement. Black uniforms, ski mask, checkpoints, black armored tanks on the streets, preemptive war, torture, wireless wiretapping. Total tyranny is the new freedom that Cobra has taught the world. And now Joe and the Pentagon have stolen my plan and hired Al-Qaeda to carry out their operations in Libya, which they formerly did for me. Now clearly America and the rest of the system has realized that I am the true visionary. And so I now announce to you and the world the greatest moment in the history of Cobra! Cobra! I will now sit for president and run on the Republican Party ticket against that plagiarist of Barack Obama that's stolen so many of my ideas. Clearly an America that loves indefinite detention and the NDAA and torture and secret arrest is ready to be ruled by a true tyrant. I was a snake and an oppressor before it was cool. Hey, Hey, Cobra! Cobra! I am running for president of the United States and from America. I will continue the policy of global corporate war against the third world. Death and destruction! Forced inoculations! Hail Cobra!
Well, you're obviously keeping us safe from terrorists.
All right, that's good. And that wasn't real, folks. Okay, I know most listeners know that, most viewers. James, Indiana, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I give President Trump an A-. He's getting rid of autism, and I would like to see him work on veteran suicide. There's a huge article that needs to be pulled up that just came out. It's Veterans Betrayed, Psychiatric Program Fuel Suicide, Public Violence, Death, and Despair. The VA is causing suicide and mass shooters. Veteran Mark Miller from Texas was one of the first veteran suicides mentioned. And the key takeaway is VA overdose deaths are nearly twice the national average. This needs to get in front of President Trump. And one of the best things he could do is let veterans keep their medical insurance after basic training to get out of the VA system. They are causing a lot of...
Well, I mean, Trump did in his first admin create a new policy where if you don't get seen quickly, you do get to see a private provider. And I saw numbers from the 20s up to like the 80s in satisfaction. But you're saying a lot more could be done, or are you saying you haven't really seen reforms?
There needs to be new reforms. The Biden administration was putting illegals over veterans. President Trump and Secretary Collins is doing a great job of getting these guys off the streets and doing great things. But a lot of times, there's absolutely no accountability. If our veterans could keep their medical insurance after basic training, they'd be able to get care outside of the VA. It's nearly impossible to hold anybody accountable when they screw up. I mean, we had a thing here I've mentioned before.
No, and I agree. It's kind of archaic to have the VA. I mean, we need a medical corps that takes care of active duty and injured. But, yeah, why not just give veterans A-plus insurance for life? That makes total sense. It'd be cheaper, yeah, too, than the giant VA system.
Oh, some of these guys are traveling hours for appointments. There was one guy that had a gunshot wound and was scared, and it turned into complete chaos. And there's just been so much news coming out of all the corruption within the VA system, and they're not properly helping veterans at all.
I hear you. Thank you so much for the call, brother. Good to get your report card on Trump. I think no doubt we can do better for our veterans, but he's trying. But keep putting pressure on him. That's what we're doing here. TS in Florida. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Love the show. Love the products. Just got my Freedom and Nitric Boost fundraiser shirt. So
thank you, brother. Thanks for keeping us on the air. You're the reason we're here.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been a long-time listener. And earlier this week, you were talking about, you know, your commission being in Firewatch, but I just want to let you know how much you've inspired me to get more involved in politics and the information war. And after 20 years of research, you know, in 23, 24, my wife and I just knew we had to do more to get involved. So I had the story in my head. I put together a book that's really a compendium and a breakdown, and a ton of the research leads came from listening to your show. I'd go, and when you talk about things, I'd go actually research them and put them together into a simple, easy-to-understand framework. And we put the book out in January this year and been promoting it on conservative media. And I even have a whole section where I feature the persecution of Assange and you and Trump, and I set the record straight about your default and about your phony court case.
Wow, what's the name of the book?
Persecution. It's called The Woke Mind Viruses.
That's a great name.
Liberalism, leftism, globalism, and wokeism. And I break down...
Is it a digital book, or do you have hard copies?
I've got all three. I've got the audiobook and Audible.
Well, that's great. Let's do this. Give us your name and number to the producer.
Okay.
Overnight is a book, and I'll look at the book. There's a good chance I'll have you on. And the name of the, again, is The Woke Mind Viruses.
Yeah, the woke mind viruses. I do a full breakdown on all four: wokeism, liberalism, leftism, and then I.
Sounds good. I want to check it out. What else is on your mind?
I just wanted to also echo what you're saying that about not being white pilled or black pilled. I think both are a con job. I'm pure pilled. I think we do have this political virus, just like Germany, from bears and China. They had this virus, took over them, Russia for a long time. In the West, we've got a virus. And the only thing that can cure it is true constitutionalism, true Christianity, and massive institutional reform. I think Trump's done a great job.
I agree. And not complying with unconstitutional crap running for office, supporting people that tell the truth. Action, action, action. None of us will save the world by ourselves. All of us together will, with God working through us. So many people want a master plan or one perfect thing. I just always knew, wake up the public, expose these operations, and it will build. And as the globalist tyranny expands its plan, it'll get so horrible, and people will see that I was right, and boom, it happened. And, but literally, God told me that, and I've been on record for 27 years explaining literal download I was given, and we're seeing it. And we've come from almost nobody being awake to massive awakening. Thank you so much. Get T.S.'s information. Make sure he gets his book. Thank you. Have him send the book here. Thank you, sir. Paula in Canada, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right. Go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you for everything you do, first off. And I also just, I know I'm in Canada, but I follow a lot of U.S.
We love people all over the world. We're all in this together.
Yeah, thank you. I have a question, and I'd like your feedback on it, because I feel like it's kind of a merry-go-round here with all the money that the U.S. and Canada, but let's focus on the U.S., all the money that gets sent to Israel, okay? And there's only, a handful of politicians in Congress that are not paid for by AIPAC. But all of these other people that have donors from Israel, if we're sending them $35 billion here and $20 billion there, isn't that our money just coming back? Like, is this a form of money laundering? Like, I'm just confused because if
oh, there's no doubt that it's so much of foreign aid.
It's like, but then they're paying, their guys are paying our guys and the U.S., like, it just seems like it's just this little merry-go-round.
Well, Paula, let me be clear. It's not your opinion that Israel, Ukraine, all of it is a money laundering and that more than half the money on average comes back. So that's well known. And look, we send Israel $3 billion a year of cash. And then during this war, probably $10 billion in weapons. And okay, so that's big. China's trade deficit with us is hundreds of billions, okay? That's the ultimate sellout. So people harp on Israel all day, great, get rid of the foreign aid to them. But all of these one-sided trade deals is another form of foreign aid to China. Same thing with the EU, Canada. You know, they have like almost a 98% of the trade deficit with Canada is one way, tens of billions of dollars a year. So all of these are screw jobs, and Trump is going after all the screw jobs but the Israel aid. And I think he should be on that as well. Does that answer your question?
Exactly. Yeah, it does. Thank you. I've said it to people that, oh, no.
But what about the $300 billion to Ukraine?
Exactly.
Even Zelensky, and he's right, said over half that came back.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Great points. And I'm not cutting you off. Just we get to the next person. I mean, look, I can talk about Israel till the cows come home. And it's fine. But no, and I'm not discouraging calling in about that. I went to you. But man, I'd like to get one call a year about the trade deficit with China. I mean, just one a year, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe one a month about Ukraine or how the UK is trying to censor over here in the US and all that. I mean, this is big stuff too. All I'm saying is there's other things. Because every time I post something on X or anything about China, it's like, why are you covering up for the Jews? It's retarded. I'm covering everything, sweetheart. Not calling you sweetheart. I'm just saying in general. Because there is an awakening, but so much of it is only on Israel. And that's good to have the awakening, but man, folks have become one-trick ponies. Well, not me. You're going to get it all. And if I forget to say something, you can call in. Willie in San Diego, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Al, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. We're still a couple of boomers riding on your vitamin mineral fusion, and we're loving it, and we've been on it for years. Hey, I got to give Trump a C-. I'm sorry to say that. We're very concerned about the AI, the mRNA, and the foreign policy concerns. You know, in this administration, we've traded one form of DEI for another. Trump's peace deal speech in Israel, admitting his relationships with the Adelsons and their influence on our foreign policy, was really telling for me. Asking the Knesset to pardon Netanyahu, then exposing Miriam's bank account of some $60 billion and proudly pledging his unending support for Israel by acknowledging the Golan Heights, et cetera, et cetera.
I know, but here's the deal. You understand that only talking about Israel blinds us to everything else that's going on. And I agree with the stuff you just said. And I've been, you know, caller after caller and me criticizing Jared Kushner, but there's just never enough. I could sit here and just attack Israel 10 hours a day, and then people would still say, why aren't you covering Israel? I don't understand, because it's illustrated by the callers. I mean, you know, you're calling in, you're talking about it. What percentage of the time should we talk about Israel? I'm serious. Half?
I think
or is that not enough?
Really,
100%?
I think it's, no, maybe 70%. But I think,
70.
You know, he, in this speech, he actually broke his own IHRA anti-Semitism laws, which scare me, you know, by exploding.
Well, I mean, you notice I agree with you that we got rid of one form of DEI with the left, and now if you criticize Israel, that's a new form they're trying, and I've been totally against it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. I just thought it was very telling for him to come out, and I don't know whether he was trolling or whether he was
No, I mean, Israel's a powerful lobby, and Trump's pro-Israel, and everybody knows that. I appreciate your call. I'm just saying, Andrew Tate put a video out last week I meant to play. I didn't, where he explains how Israel, particularly Netanyahu, does this to make Israel get hated and attacked. Then that rallies all the Jews around to send him even more money and keep him in power. And so murdering the Palestinians, all of that is designed to do that. And then you go, well, what do you do about that? I mean, you know, Israel founded Hamas. You know that Israel in the 50s, 60s, and 70s did hundreds of bombings in Europe and the Middle East of Jewish synagogues on record to make the Jews run and be scared, saying communists and other people, Muslims did it, so they'd move to Israel. I mean, you know they had a deal with Hitler to only let Jews escape to Israel. The Jewish leadership did. See, that's the real criticism of Israel. Nobody wants to actually do the real meat of the heart of it. It's just AIPAC. I mean, I think we know about AIPAC and its influence. And so we need to pass laws and stop that. My issue is, thanks, Willie, I'm out of time. You know what? I bet Chase wants me to hold over. He always invites me to hold over. Ask Chase if he's good with that. If not, I don't care. It's fine. He's got a loaded show, though, with tons of clips and news. He went out and showed No King's protest himself and got incredible footage you're about to see, Chase Geyser. But see if Chase wants me to hold over. Because I'm going to go to Kenny on No Kings and Josh on Trump. And Thomas, Chick-fil-A CEO, said white people shine black shoes. Yeah, we played it earlier. We got Gary, Las Vegas, Trump, false flags. So find out real quick if Chase is good for me to hold over. Oh, I'm sure he is. So I'm going to hold over, but I'm not going to go long. I'll bring Chase in, hear what he has to cover, and he can co-host with me for a little while. And we can probably do these calls in 10 minutes. So there you go. And again, I'm only trying to get people to think about the fact that, which is fine, this is a good debate to have, we just opened the phones up. We didn't screen your calls other than what's your topic and where are you calling from. And we saw Israel, 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 and all anonymous people and blurred screens saying Israel, Israel, Israel. And we're just like, Israel, 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 Israel. I mean, God Almighty, that's fine. I may just have a new show where we just say Israel evil, Israel evil, Israel evil. We'll be right back. Saturday Night Live, stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexshowstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.